This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Turning now to the housing market, mortgage rates have fallen to nearly three-year lows, giving house hunters more buying power. Yet the housing market has been mixed this summer, with sales of existing homes up last month and new home sales down. Tomorrow, we'll get another key piece of data, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Home prices nationally have been marching steadily up for more than 7 years now. But economist Daryl Fairweather at Redfin says that growth has been slowing from around 5 to 6% last year to 3 to 4% this year. And that's a good thing.
That's enough that people who own homes are still getting equity, but people aren't getting priced out so rapidly.
The recent drop in mortgage interest rates is helping buyers, too, which could once again push prices up faster as more people compete for a limited supply of homes. Robert Shiller, the Yale economist who helped create the Case-Shiller Index, says a construction labor shortage and zoning restrictions have kept builders from building enough homes.
That does suggest that prices might continue rising, and I think they well might, but maybe not at such a high pace.
Especially if all this talk about a recession becomes more than talk. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.